Residents of a mobile home park in Portsmouth recently purchased the land they've been living on for decades. As NHPR's Jason Moon reports, this park joins a growing number of other mobile home communities that are doing the same.
When Kathy Ireland received a letter last year that said the mobile home park she lives in was being sold, she wasn't quite sure how to take it.
We were like, what is going on? It was shocking. It really was very shocking.
So you all got the letter on the same day. Were you all like coming out?
Like, yeah. We were like, well, did you get the mail? Did you get your mail? And then it was just horrifying to find out that we might not have a home in a few months.
Ireland lives in Ward's Park, a 15-unit mobile home park just a few miles from downtown Portsmouth. The park has been here for decades, and so have most of the homes.
Very old school, retro kind of look to them. This one's mine. It's from 1957.
Like most mobile home residents in New Hampshire, Ireland lived in a kind of real estate paradox. She owned her home, but rented the ground beneath it. And an owner can always sell the land to someone who doesn't want a mobile home park there. And that's why residents were so worried, like Carol Giglio, who's lived in Ward's Park for 20 years.
None of these can be moved, probably. They're all older mobile homes. And we have a Great Dane, so that would make it even harder to rent a place.
But mobile home residents in this situation do have an option. New Hampshire is one of only a handful of states with a so-called right-to-purchase law, which gives residents 60 days to match the offer on a park. The owner can still choose whether or not to accept the offer, but the law says they have to consider it. Of course, scrounging up the money to buy a mobile home park in 2 months can be tough.
Most residents that live in manufactured housing are low to moderate income folks.
Tara Reardon is with the nonprofit New Hampshire Community Loan Fund. One of its programs offers loans and training for residents who want to buy their own park. Over the past three decades, they've helped 119 mobile home parks in New Hampshire convert to resident-owned communities. Five more are in varying stages of that transition right now. Reardon says resident-owned mobile home parks are at least part of the answer to New Hampshire's lack of affordable housing.
The average price for a manufactured house in the state of New Hampshire is $60,000, and the average price for a stick-built house is $270,000. So it's obvious that it is a way more affordable housing.
The loans come with lots of education and training, and that's because buying your own mobile home park is a complicated business. The residents of Ward's Park found that out when they organized into the Woodbury Cooperative last year. Resident Joanne Paradise was elected vice president.
We had to set up committees. We had to contact snow removal companies, the trash removal companies. We had to have all these engineers come in, test the ground. We were busy.
The Woodbury Co-op includes members from every household. And beginning last year, they started meeting weekly.
This is where we'd have our magic.
Ireland and Paradise show me a two-car garage on the edge of the property.
None of our homes were big enough to hold everyone. You know, we wanted everyone from the park to be able to come. Sometimes we would be a table, or sometimes it would be the heater in the middle, and we'd all campfire around it, freezing our rumps off.
Ireland says neighbors got to know each other in a way they hadn't before, especially when it came to what owning the park would mean for their personal finances.
You know, when we talked about the pricing, you know, it got personal for some of us. Like, can you really afford to go to that $550 a month?
According to Ireland, the lot rent for each home was $240. To buy the park, they would each have mortgage payments of $550, more than doubled. But the residents here are quick to point out that $550 a month is still a really good deal in Portsmouth, where the median rent for a two-bedroom apartment last year was more than $1,300. In March, residents of the Woodbury Co-op decided they could live with that math, and the previous owner accepted their offer. But even with the sale finalized, Paradise says the real work is just beginning.
Now that part's over. Now we've got to run the park.
Yep.
We've got to make policy. We've got to make sure the contracts are fulfilled. Basically, we are now on our own.
Residents here say that's both exciting and daunting. But either way, they say it's better than leaving. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.